Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces $1 million grant to the UNESCO World Heritage Center, inaugurates 46th session of the World Heritage Committee in New Delhi. Government ready to debate any issue with an open heart, says Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, after all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament. Union Minister Amit Shah says Narendra Modi government has not imported and will not import a single gram of milk powder. Centre asks Kerala government to immediately implement public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. In tennis, Yuki Bhamri and Albano Olivetti clinch men's doubles title at the ATP Swiss Open. Nuno Borghas beat Rafael Nadal to lift Swedish Open men's singles trophy. And in women's T20 Asia Cup, India beat UAE by 78 runs at Dambulla, Sri Lanka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He announced that India will contribute $1 million to the UNESCO World Heritage Center. He said this grant will be used for capacity building, technical assistance and conservation of the World Heritage Sites. Mr. Modi said the grant will especially be used for the countries of the Global South.
UNESCO World Heritage Center ke liye $1 million ka contribution karega. ये grant capacity building, technical assistance और World Heritage Sites के conservation में प्रयोग होगी. विशेष रूप से ये पैसा Global South के देशों को काम आएगा. भारत में युवा professionals के लिए World Heritage Management में certificate program भी शुरू हो गया है.
India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till the 31st of this month. Mr. Modi said India is committed to promoting global cooperation and engaging local communities towards heritage conservation efforts. He said India's heritage is not just a history but also a science. The Prime Minister said over the years the government has brought back more than 350 ancient heritage sites of India. He said the return of ancient heritage reflects global generosity and respect for history. The Prime Minister said this event is taking place in India, which is one of the oldest living civilizations in the world.
भारत की विरासत केवल एक इतिहास नहीं है. भारत की विरासत एक विज्ञान भी है. भारत की हेरिटेज में टॉप नॉच इंजीनियरिंग की एक गौरवशाली यात्रा के भी दर्शन होते हैं. यहां दिल्ली से कुछ सैकड़ों किलोमीटर दूर ही 3500 मीटर के एल्टीट्यूड पर केदारनाथ मंदिर है. वो स्थान आज भी किसी कंस्ट्रक्शन के लिए बहुत चैलेंजिंग है.
Mr. Modi said that the Northeast Historic Moi Dam is proposed to be included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. He said it will be India's 43rd World Heritage Site and the first heritage of Northeast India, rated as a cultural world heritage. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to world heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow, the government today held an all-party meeting to ensure the smooth functioning of both the houses. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to debate any issue with an open heart. He emphasized that it is the responsibility of both the government and the opposition to smoothly run the Parliament. Mr. Rijiju also expressed gratitude to the floor leaders of the parties who provided valuable suggestions. He requested everyone to cooperate for the smooth functioning of the budget session.
जो भी members question hour के अलावा zero hour हो, special mention हो, 377 हो या किसी भी rule के तहत चर्चा के लिए सरकार खुले मन से सबसे बातचीत करके business advisory committee का माध्यम से दोनों सदन के अध्यक्ष से बातचीत करके हम अच्छा house चलाने का उम्मीद करते हैं.
During the meeting, the Congress demanded that discussion should take place on the alleged NEET paper leak case, railway security, Agnivir scheme, center-state relation, and security situation in Manipur and Jammu and Kashmir, among other issues in the session. In a social media post, party leader Jairam Ramesh highlighted that his party also demanded that discussion should be held on issues related to country's economy. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Arjun Ram Meghwal, J.P. Nadda, Chirag Paswan, Ramdas Athawale attended the meeting. Congress leaders Jairam Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, NCP leader Praful Patel, DMK leaders T.R. Balu and Tiruchi Shiva, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi were present in the meeting. We have a report.
The budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey in Parliament tomorrow. The economic survey provides statistical information and analysis on various sectors of the economy. It also provides data on employment, GDP growth and inflation. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in this session. These include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak, the Coffee Promotion and Development Bill, and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah today emphasized that the Narendra Modi government has not imported a single gram of milk powder in the last 10 years and assured that the milk powder won't be imported again in the next 5 years. In the concluding session of the party state unit's general convention at Pune in Maharashtra, he slammed NCP SP leader Sharad Pawar also for accusing the BJP-led NDA government of importing milk powder. Mr. Shah said UPA government issued notification for milk powder import and Sharad Pawar was the agriculture minister then. He urged people not to get confused with the lies being spread by the opposition to win the elections. While attacking the opposition, Mr. Shah claimed that Sharad Pawar institutionalized the corruption.
ये भ्रांति फैलाकर चुनाव जीतना चाहते और भ्रष्टाचार की बातें कर रहे हैं. इस देश में कोई भी सरकार में भ्रष्टाचार को संस्थागत करने का काम, इंस्टीट्यूशनलाइज करने का काम अगर किसी ने किया तो शरद पवार आपने किया है. मैं डंके की चोट पर कहकर.
In a strongly worded criticism of former Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, Mr. Shah also said Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray has joined hands with those who supported the Popular Front of India. Mr. Shah expressed the belief that the BJP-led Grand Alliance will form the government with the biggest victory till date in the upcoming assembly elections in Maharashtra. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts.
Union Budget 2024-25.
Join Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget 2024-25.
In-depth analysis by experts, special budget bulletins, reactions on the budget, and exclusive interviews.
Tune into 100.1 MHz Akashwani Gold Channel from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. this Tuesday, 23rd of July.
Live streaming of the entire program will also be available on our YouTube channel, News On Air Official.
Welcome back. You're listening to the News at 9. The Centre has advised Kerala government to implement immediate public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. A 14-year-old boy from Mallappuram district who was undergoing treatment for Nipah virus infection passed away today. A multi-member joint outbreak response team from the National One Health Mission of the Union Health Ministry will be deployed to support the state in investigating the case, identifying epidemiological linkages and providing technical assistance. The centres advise the state to implement public health measures such as active contact tracing over the past 12 days, strict quarantine of contacts associated with the case and isolation of any suspected cases. Kerala Health Minister Veena George has said a total of 246 people are now on the contact list of the deceased boy. 63 of them have been categorized as high risk. The minister reassured that the state government has taken timely actions and there is no need for panic. The state health department has established a 24/7 control room in Mallappuram district. In Maharashtra, 60 picnickers stuck in Belapur Hills in Navi Mumbai amidst heavy rains were rescued this afternoon. The Navi Mumbai Municipal Corporation informed that teams of fire brigade, police and Navi Mumbai disaster management personnel rushed to the spot and carried rescue operations using ropes. It said that a few people are trapped in the water behind an industrial unit in Turbhe area, also in Navi Mumbai, and efforts are on to rescue them safely. Heavy rains continued to lash Navi Mumbai for the fourth consecutive day today. Incidents of waterlogging were recorded in several areas, disrupting traffic. Heavy rain continued to batter Maharashtra, Mumbai and surrounding regions today. Most of the districts are witnessing flood-like situations with waterlogging in prominent areas. Major rivers and dams are overflowing, resulting in disruptions to normal life. Amidst a forecast of heavy rains across the state, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has directed all the concerned authorities to be on high alert. In Uttarakhand, the Kanwar Yatra for the 7 month is scheduled to begin from tomorrow. Every year, a large number of devotees from neighbouring states converge on Haridwar and Gomukh in Uttarkashi to collect holy water from the Ganga River. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has stated the government and administration have made thorough preparations for the Yatra.
हमारे लिए बहुत उत्साह और उमंग का वातावरण लेकर आती है. पूरे देश भर के शिव भक्त कांवड़ियों का सबसे बड़ा केंद्र हरिद्वार होता है. उसके लिए हम लोगों ने व्यापक पैमाने पर तैयारी की है और हम शिव भक्त कांवड़ियों का स्वागत करेंगे, हेली से उनको पुष्प वर्षा करेंगे.
द दिल्ली पुलिस हैज इशूड अ ट्रैफिक एडवाइजरी अहेड ऑफ द कांवड़ यात्रा बिगनिंग टुमारो. A large number of Kanwarias reach Delhi and some of them travel to Haryana and Rajasthan through Delhi borders. This year, the expected number of Kanwarias is about 15 to 20 lakhs. According to traffic advisory by Delhi police, heavy commercial transport vehicles, except city buses, coming from GT Karnal Road and Outer Ring Road will be diverted straight towards NH24. They will not be permitted to proceed towards Shahadra from Wazirabad Road and GT Road. Motorists and road users advised to plan their travel in advance to avoid inconvenience and delays. On auspicious occasion of Ashar Purnima, the Embassy of India in Kathmandu organized a special event to mark Guru Purnima celebration in Nepal. Representatives from various Buddhist sects and monasteries in Nepal participated in this celebration. Ashar Purnima marks the moment when Lord Buddha delivered his first sermon to his initial 5 ascetic disciples at Sarnath, Uttar Pradesh. The Department of School Education and Literacy will observe Siksha Sapath starting tomorrow and will continue until the 28th of this month. The aim of Siksha Sapath is to promote collaboration and the impactful educational reforms introduced by the National Education Policy 2020 among students, educators and stakeholders. India's Yuki Bhambe and his French partner Alvaro Olivetti clinched the men's doubles title at the Swiss Open ATP Tour tennis tournament in Switzerland today. The duo defeated French pair of Hugo Humbert and Fabrice Martin in the final 3-6, 6-3, 10-6. On the other hand, in the Swedish Open, Nuno Borges of Portugal defeated Rafael Nadal of Spain in the final 6-3, 6-2 to win the men's singles title at Bosta. It was Borges' first ATP Tour title. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India secured a comfortable 78-run victory over UAE in Dambulla, Sri Lanka today. With this victory, India all but guaranteed themselves a semi-final spot. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces $1 million grant to the UNESCO World Heritage Center, inaugurates 46th session of the World Heritage Committee in New Delhi. Government ready to debate any issue with an open heart, says Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, after an all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament. Union Minister Amit Shah says Narendra Modi government has not imported and will not import a single gram of milk powder. Centre asks Kerala government to immediately implement public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. In tennis, Yuki Bhambre and Alvaro Olivetti clinch men's doubles title at ATP Swiss Open. Nuno Borges beat Rafael Nadal to lift Swedish Open men's singles trophy. And in women's T20 Asia Cup, India beat UAE by 78 runs at Dambulla, Sri Lanka. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.